Yeah, there you go. That's Omi giving a little drop in the ocean there. And just before that, DNCE, Cake by the Ocean. As you see, there's a bit of an ocean theme developing there because we're heading down to the seaside right now. And because we're about to give you a taste of the ocean. And not just any old seafood spot, but Polipetto Seafood Restaurant and Sushi Bar based at La Montagne, down on the Bolito beachfront, and a place that is already well known and loved amongst local seafood lovers, and the reputation continues to spread as visitors arrive on our coastline and are looking for a place that ticks all the right boxes. And listen, I'm not just blowing smoke here, but if you're looking for an incredible seafood experience, you're going to find it at Polipetto. And I'm about to introduce you to the man behind the pans. Franco Guelli is Mr. Polipetto, and he is in the house with us for a little catch up on a Tuesday. Franco, ciao.
Good morning. Ciao. Come stai?
Hey, my friend. My Italian doesn't go much further than ciao. But ciao. But I tell you enough. What, I was just telling you off air that I've got a friend who is real, you know, born and bred Italian. He's been living out in South Africa for a little while, but he still looks for, you know, the authentic taste of home. Yes. And he was the first guy to bring me around to Polipetto and said, "Listen, you're in for a treat. Well, I'm gonna let you in on the secret, because these guys, they do it the real authentic Italian way. And whenever he goes there, he says it just transports him back home to Italy. And he told me what to get on the menu. He said, "Listen, you're gonna go for this is the octopus carpaccio. No one does it like this. You got to start with this." And wow, man, that just blew my taste buds away. And then from there, the things just got better and better. So you're doing all the right things when the Italians say you. You got to go to Polipetto. But tell me, what does the name mean, Polipetto?
Okay, so polipo in Italian means octopus, and polipetto means small octopus or baby octopus.
There you go. And so the name is there.
Yes. And that's the, you'll see our logo is an octopus, and we have a few octopus dishes, which really is our signature thing.
And it's quite unusual. I mean, not everyone does that.
No, it's quite rare, because it's a... it's a very difficult dish to prepare.
Yeah, to do it right.
If octopus is not done right, it's very, very tough and not that tasty. So it's a process, and not many people are willing to do it.
Well, like I say, you get two thumbs up from the foodies that really know a thing or two.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But something that you've also built a really firm reputation around as a destination to go to is your prawns are like legendary, hey?
Oh, thank you. Yes, well... We've actually gone sort of out of our way to source the best prawns possible, and we do a year-round thing for prawns, so that it truly does become a prawn destination. So they'll always be good, they'll always be fresh, and always at a good price. We run that all the way through, even December. We want people to know that if you want prawns, Polipetto is the place to be, for sure.
And it's not an easy balancing act to tick all of those elements, and you do it so well, and you say you do it consistently, and it's something that now you've got this reputation for. People come there, they've heard the legend, and they don't get disappointed, and you deliver every single time. And you know, there's nothing worse than when you've heard good stories about a place, and you go there and you get let down. And maybe, you know, some places might have had a good reputation at one stage, and for some reason quality has slipped. But when you become known as the place to go for prawns, and it's just you deliver every single time. That's a real, I mean, from a customer perspective, it's such a pleasure to know this is a safe bet. You're never going to have a bad experience on the prawn front.
Thank you. Yeah, well, that's what we really are trying to create. In fact, not just with the prawns, with the seafood, because
the whole thing.
We decided in the beginning to only do seafood. So we specialize in seafood. I've always believed that if you know, you go to some restaurants and there's 50 pages of stuff on it, and you can't, in my opinion, really specialize in all of them. It's just too much.
Yeah.
So specializing in seafood only, you can deliver consistently a good product,
an A grade experience.
Yes, hopefully that's our goal.
No, well, it's you are definitely, you are living up to that promise. And Polipeto has been around for how long now?
Just over 2 years.
Wow. Celebrations are definitely in order.
Yes. We're going to have a party soon.
But it's definitely festive vibes at the moment. And while folks are heading down for the famous prawns and the octopus dishes, are there any other notable menu items that might maybe get a little bit overlooked, or maybe don't have the big spotlight on them but are worth checking out?
Well, there are a few. We even have pasta, although it's all seafood based. So our pasta is seafood based, but being Italian, being Sicilian, the pasta is done right. It's a good quality Italian pasta, and the ingredients are always fresh.
Made with love, of course.
Made with love. Yeah, and years of family influence. Let's put it that way. So, grown up in restaurants. My parents owned restaurants. I did training in Rome, so the Italian influence does come through in the dishes. Our sushi is it's another thing I'm very, very proud of.
That's in the name, right? It's seafood restaurant and sushi bar. That's a big focus.
Yes. So we've got three fantastic sushi chefs which have trained with Japanese people many years ago. They're not young chefs. They've been in the industry very, very long, and they are masters at what they do.
Real experienced,
very experienced
sushi chefs.
Yes, and I think the sushi has become so popular because it's consistent and the ingredients that we use.
So rivaling the prawns in its famousness.
Yeah. The sushi is very, very popular. So I could even go so far as to say that it is a prawn and sushi destination. If those are the things you love, you can't go wrong.
You're speaking my language. Yeah.
And it's basically the ingredients that make the sushi what it is. So you can have a brilliant chef if you're lucky enough to have one. But if your ingredients aren't
up to scratch,
then your sushi won't be up to scratch either, obviously. So simple things like the salmon is never ever frozen. It's flown up from Norway every 2 days, always fresh, beautiful. You know, it melts in your mouth. It really is good. And even when we run specials, running specials for us doesn't mean reducing sizes or anything like that. It is exactly the same as you'd get any other day, just at a good price.
Wow, so you're getting the perspective now. And if your taste buds are starting to tingle, if your mouth is starting to water, and if you're thinking, hey, Tuesday is as good a day as any for some sushi or some prawns or a bit of a seafood magic, well, you're in luck because Polipeto is open, baby. And down at La Montagne Resort, what is the smartest way to get in touch to reserve a table? Because I imagine you're going to be getting busy with lots of holidaymakers in town. You're going to want to book a table to make sure you're not turned away.
Yes, absolutely. So we are on Facebook and Google. If you just look up Polipeto Seafood Restaurant and Sushi Bar, all our details are there. We have a landline. We have an email address. It's very simple, hello@polipeto.co.za. And you can book either online or telephonically or via email.
Super. And what time do you normally start trading?
So the restaurant opens at 11 a.m. and goes right through the day. And the kitchen closes at 9 p.m. The kitchen, but then the restaurant stays open for as long as you'd like to party.
And a great place to be spending many festive lunch and dinner moments over the summer season now. Polipeto Seafood Restaurant and Sushi Bar doing what they do so well. And if you have yet to experience the legend for yourself, well, let this be your invitation. Franco and the team are waiting to welcome you with open arms, make some memories, and go and give your taste bud, your senses the reward they deserve for a long, hard 2024. Franco, more power to you and your team.
Thank
man.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It was great talking to you.
Looking forward to celebrating that that second birthday really soon. What do you say?
Oh, yes. That's on the cards, definitely.
You heard it here on Radio Live.